You're listening to Sirens, a true crime podcast brought to you by the Sirens Network. This podcast contains explicit content, so listener discretion is advised. The opinions expressed on this podcast are solely the views of the hosts and do not reflect the views of affiliates, associates, or sponsors of this podcast. And now, for a break from our regular programming for this special supernatural episode, Holly's Hauntings.
I want to talk about the update, to the definitions of violent crimes in Oklahoma. Can we talk about that for just a second?
Yeah.
So, finally, as of November 1st, 2020, a lot of things that were not classified as violent offenses will now be classified as violent offenses. That includes domestic violence. For the most part, almost all of it, especially by strangulation or with a dangerous weapon or assault and battery, anything like that is now violent, is a violent offense. So what?
Who knew domestic violence would ever be considered violence?
Right? I mean, we've complained about it since day one.
The logic. Someone found the logic in their left pocket. It had been washed several times.
Okay. It is mid-October, and our podiversary is coming up. Which will be October 31st. That was the very first date of our very first episode.
So kismet for us.
I know, isn't that?
It's perfect. Awesome.
So, with that being said, we thought we would celebrate with a couple creepy episodes. So we could celebrate our podiversary and Halloween simultaneously. So today we are going to talk about some personal supernatural encounters we've had over the years. Mostly I found a tape recording. I know I did not missay that. Tape recording of a seance that Holly and I did with our moms. I want to say, I know that it was on Friday the 13th because you stated that at one point in the tape, but I couldn't narrow down the year. I know that it was prior to me knowing my husband, so it had to have been before 2010. Mm-hmm. So this tape that I had to transfer over to digital is literally 10, 11, maybe even 12 years old.
Mm-hmm. Because I lived in another part of Texas at the time.
It wasn't just the whole thing wasn't just like the best recording. So I pulled some clips from it, the ones that were really clear, that you could hear us talking really clear. And I did find some pretty creepy responses here and there from things that were not there. And so you'll just have to make your own thoughts about that. But you know what's funny? I was telling my mom about it earlier because there's one part on the tape that her and I both know for a fact was there. There was a very creepy voice at one point yelling at you. And we both remember distinctly hearing that on the tape after we had recorded this seance. And what's crazy is that at the end of the tape, you and your mom actually talk about it as well. So I guess at some point we stopped and listened to like the first part of the seance.
Yeah, we did because we wanted to see if we got any answers. And if we needed to change and do something else.
Exactly. And your mom was like, well, we heard that voice telling you to shut up. And you were like, you said something like, yeah, but I don't, it wasn't telling me to, I can't remember, like, it kind of fizzled out. But I know that you and your mom both heard it at that point. So that's four different witnesses.
At least, because we weren't the only ones there, because L was there and E was there. We know.
There were at least two other people there besides me, you, and our mothers, at least. But the weird part was, is that I have still yet to find that on the recordings. I have played this thing. I've listened to it at least three times from the original version. And then I switched it over to digital and listened to it from there. And it's just not there anymore. And I told my mom about it, like I told you. And she said the same thing you did. She was like, maybe it was the recorder that was haunted.
But yeah, or like maybe it's just the frequency that it plays, because maybe it's designed to pick up certain things, or they weren't designed to block out certain things. Just like our podcast equipment, you can't hear him in the living room playing Call of Duty, you know?
Yeah.
But like if it was something older, you'd literally hear like the cars driving by. So,
right.
I don't know.
Exactly. No clue. All I know is that it was witnessed and it's disappeared. It's the strangest thing. So, make your own determinations.
Maybe he's forgiven me. Maybe he doesn't hate me anymore. Maybe he heard all the shit I talk about him and was like, she's going to kick me in the nads when she gets to heaven. I don't think he made it there, but whatever. If it's who we think it is.
Probably not. No. No. No.
You need to be introduced to how this came about anyways. We had lived in three other houses, and we went around looking at other houses. And I kind of, this is spoiler alert, some of this moving around was partially to get away from the entity that might have been in that house. So we go to this house, and it sucked because it had wood floors, but they had just put down carpet, and they were going to put down carpet in the kitchen and dining room. And we were like, whoa, no, don't do it. Like, we love this. And so I got to pick out the house, and I chose that one because it had glass doorknobs. I was like, oh,
what?
My God.
That's cool.
I love the glass doorknobs. Anything antique-y, Victorian, you know me. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
So that's the one that I loved, and it worked out wonderful. It's on a beautiful lot. It's close to the college, da-da-da-da. So I wouldn't say close, but super, you know, like good price.
It's a good distance. Yeah.
Good real estate close, though. Like, you could ride a bike there. So
for sure.
So night one, I'm in my bed, and...
Wait, how old are you at this point?
8, I think.
You know, you're nothing if not consistent, because in the recordings, you do say you were 8 when this started.
Okay. Okay, I'm pretty sure. Well, we poured a slab of concrete, and we put my hand and my initials and the date in it.
Aww.
Me and Pappy did. So, like, it's a step on my mom's guest house. So I, you know, like, anyways.
Yeah.
That's what sticks out in my memory. So pretty sure I was 8. And I'm laying in my bed, and I hear, I'm not familiar with what's outside. So my bedroom has 4 windows, two big ones on 2 walls. And I'm not familiar with my surroundings. I don't know what outside looks like, you know, like I know where our driveway is, and that's on the other side of the house.
Right.
And I was at the opposite corner. So anyways, I hear those Fisher Price, those little Tikes plastic tricycles, the sound they make when you're riding them down the road, that very hollow, crackly, loud ass sound.
Right.
That is what I'm hearing outside my windows, up and down. So it goes like above my head, beside me, above my head, beside me, back and forth. And I'm like, what the heck is that? And I look outside, and there's a street lamp shining not too far away. And I can see that there's nothing out there. There's nobody out there. And I'm getting my first visual of what outside my windows looks like. And it's street and then neighbor's driveway. And neighbor's driveway is not, it's just 2 strips of gravel with grass growing in between them. And I'm like, it can't be anything out there. Like, I don't know what the hell I'm hearing. And mind you, I've lived in 3 houses. Nothing's ever bothered me. Like, being new to a house, we travel all the time. I was in hotels all the time. You know, I was at family members' houses. It's not like, oh, I just got uprooted from my everlong home and I'm in a new place and it's scaring me. Like, I was scared of shit. And so I'm trying to figure out what that is, and nothing's happening. So fast forward, it keeps messing with me and keeps messing with me. I keep hearing noises. I will wake up and my door, I'll feel someone. And I think it's my mother, because my mom checks on me all the time throughout the night. And I'm used to that. And anytime she'd go to the bathroom, whatever, open the door, check on me, go on. And so I open my eyes and the door's open. And she knows I don't like that. Like, I've always slept with the door shut, shut every door all the time.
Yeah.
The bathroom door, we had a Jack and Jill bathroom in the old house. Close that door. Close all the doors. Close the fucking doors. I don't like them open. So it's open.
I'm the same way, though.
Yes, it's open. And I'm aware that my mother lives at the complete opposite end of the house. And so there's just a room and a room and a hallway and just the dark abyss. And I'm like, okay, so I get up and I close the door. Again, I feel that feeling. This is like a couple nights later. I wake up and the door's wide open. And I'm like, forget it. Maybe it's just, I brought it up to mom and she said there's probably a breeze in the house because we didn't have central heat and air yet.
Right.
There was an attic fan. And so she thought, but here's the deal with glass doorknobs. I don't know if you've ever come in contact with those things, but they are loud as hell. Like that noise will wake you up.
Yeah.
And they're lock jangly. In place. Yes. Very noisy. And so I'm like, I would know. Like, I would know if something opened, like if there was a breeze and it opened the door. And they also kind of lock themselves in place. So I'm like, again, so I don't mess with it that time at all. Because she told me, she was like, it's probably a breeze, an attic fan, blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. So I wake back up and the door is all the way closed. And I'm like, okay, she closed it. She knows it bothers me. So little things went on for months and months. Until I was like, I fell in love with black and white. I wanted black and white paint on my walls. And my mom was like, no, we're not going to do
it.
A
woman after my own heart.
She's like, no fucking black in your room. No fucking white. It's not going to happen. And I'm like, just let me have a fucking white. And so she was going through a catalog and I wanted splatter paint. And she was going through a catalog and the done deal was she found a comforter that was reversible and it was black and white with splatter paint. And she was like, that's a sign. She needs it.
Awesome.
We're going to do it. So my best friend, you know, my best friend since we were 4 years old, absolute best friend.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
my catcher. So for those of you who've been listening to the podcast and aren't just starting here, the girl is, I was the pitcher, she was the catcher, not in that way. So anyways, I've brought her up before. She comes over, helps me paint my room. My mom's like, you can't do all the walls black and white paint. We got to do two and two. And the tiniest walls can be black. I'm like, fucking, what a compromise, but okay. She always wins. So we paint the room and we go to Spencer's. She buys me a black and white lava lamp. She gets me disco beads that were like, do you remember my beads? The crescent moon and the stars.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I have black
if
plastic.
Nothing else I remember those.
I remember the disco beads. So I have black disco beads that are like the man in the moon, the crescent moon and the stars. They're plastic. They're loud as shit when you go in and out of my room. Super loud.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So, and I'm becoming a teenager at the time, and I was getting in trouble left and right for being on the phone too late and all this shit. And I played PlayStation in my room, and she took it away and just made me my own playroom. So I had my guitars in there, my pianos in there, my keyboards in there, PlayStation, Nintendo, every single like extracurricular thing that a mom wants to take you away from is in that room.
Right.
I would be in there and I had fucking inflatable furniture and I'm in my big blue chair and I'm playing PlayStation or no, I was playing Test Drive 5. That was my PlayStation, but I'm in this race car game and I hear her yell my name and I'm like, yeah. And she doesn't answer me. And I'm like, what the hell? So I get up and I go into the kitchen. She's washing dishes and she didn't say my name at all. Like, I was like, okay. Then it starts doing that with her. She would go, what? Out of nowhere. And I'm like, what? And she's like, what? And I'm like, what? And she's like, you said mom. And I was like, the fuck I did. Like, I didn't say that, you know? I don't want to get thrown into next Monday. But I was like, no, I didn't. No, ma'am. No, ma'am, my queen. I would never. I didn't. And we don't, I wasn't raised that way. Like, I wasn't raised in a household where we screamed at each other from across the house. If I needed her, I went and got her. If she yelled at me, I get the hell up and go see what she needs. There is no what from another room. Like, that didn't happen. And so then I'm playing PlayStation and I hear my beads just slam on the door frame, which you do every time they go in and out, and then they kind of swish, swish, swish as it slows down. And I'm like, what are you doing in my room? And she yells, what? From the living room. And I'm like, oh. So I stop playing and I squeak back in my little blow up chair. And I'm like, what the fuck? And the beads aren't even moving. And she goes, did you not just go in your room? And I was like, no. And I asked her to come look. I've had enough at this point. I've had enough. It's like in and out of doors. It's in and out of my room. It sat on my bed. It would not let me pull the covers up. Like, all kinds of shit. I'm done at this point. Like, done. And I get to the point where I'm like, Mom, we need to talk about this. And so right before this is happening, a week before, I hear something in the kitchen and I'm walking through the living room and there is a girl in my living room. She's like 5'9", 5'10". She's blonde. Her hair is parted down the middle. I could tell you exactly what the hell she's wearing.
What was she wearing?
She was wearing like a dark dress, but it had that square shit for the collar. Like back in the 80s with the little ruffle on it. It looked like you're wearing a bib, but it was a thing in the 80s. It was a massive 80s thing.
Yeah.
And so, but she had on one of those dresses. Well, I don't know this at the time. I'm a child. I don't know what the hell they wore in the 80s. I don't know what the fashion was. I don't know. You know, like, we don't remember that we were fucking three, you know? I don't know what you wore. I don't pay attention. Like, all I know is I have big side ponytails and three pairs of socks on, all scrunched down at one fucking time in a giant bow.
It was cool. I don't
know. Our hair was crimped. I don't fucking know what was. But anyways, I see this girl and I just stop for a second and I'm like, this person is not all the way here. And I run. My plan was, if I was dreaming, I was going to my mom's room. And if it was a dream, I would wake up in my room, right? I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to my mom's room. So I run, and she's got, for everyone, she's got French doors that open up into the living room. And I'm in the living room at this point. So
from her bedroom.
From her bedroom. She's got two big French doors. So I just run. I haul ass, and I dive. I think as soon as my feet hit the doorway, I just dive across into the bed, and I pull the fucking covers up, and it was like a, okay, fuck you, thunder on Ted, that moment. I'm like, okay, that's it.
Yeah. So did you run right past her?
Oh, yeah. Right fucking past her. She was to the left of me.
Ooh. Ooh.
And so, like a week later, when all this is happening, I have had it. I'm like, what the hell is going on in this house? I was like, it's been going on ever since we got here. Like, this is happening. That's happening. I was like, all these times of you saying my name. Did we talk about the phone in this recording? I need to know.
Yes, actually. Okay. Your mom does. Yeah.
The phone in my closet?
Just briefly. Okay. Very, very briefly.
Okay.
So you can elaborate on that if you...
I was always into office stuff and I had a walk-in closet and I had a fake little office in there where I would like tin key and I had a computer and a little phone and all this shit. Yeah, I don't know what my problem was. So
adores.
My mother gives me our old kitchen phone from an old house. And it's the kitchen phone with the 90-mile-long springy cord.
Right.
And I answer the phone one day. Yeah, just fucking around. And I had a baby gate up. So, like, people could come to my window and talk to me, you know. And I'd be like, yeah, I'll order such and such for you. And so my friend, we'll call her T, she walks up to my door. And I pick up that phone. And I probably looked like I had seen a ghost. She was like, what's wrong? And I was like, there's a dial tone. And she was like, and you know how I am. Like, I'm ornery as shit, but like, I'm going to fuck with you, but I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I will mess with you all day long, like, just to see if I can. But I froze. I was like, there is a dial tone. And she was like, stop it. I'm not, there's nothing for me to stop. I swear to God. So I let her in. I opened this little baby gate thing and she comes in there and I was like, listen, and she pushes it to her ear and sure as shit, there's a dial tone. So we're like, oh my God, we got to tell my mom. And we walk
out. It's not plugged in at all.
No, no. Hasn't been in years. So crazy. We go and take it into the living room and I look batshit because my mom puts it up to her head and she's like, nothing. There's nothing there. And I'm like, what? And I put it back to my ear and I was like, I swear to God, like we both heard it. Like blah, blah, blah. And she's like, okay. So I go back in my closet. It's there again. So we've found out that as soon as you leave my closet, it stops. There's nothing. In my closet, dial tone. Out of my closet, nothing. And so she's like, well, it's probably because, you know how moms are, explain it away. It's probably because she ran the cable. She split the cable and it went from the living room into my closet, into my room for my TV. So she thought it was like a power cord frequency cable type thing. So.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I can understand how she could kind of like, because there is some frequency in these clips you can hear that I couldn't do anything about.
Well, it made sense to me too, because you remember you used to be able to walk around with a cordless phone and hear other people's conversations.
Like, yeah, yeah.
If you caught it just right, you could hear other people on their phone talking. So to me, I'm like,
that is true. Yeah,
that makes sense. So we're like, that weekend, I was staying with T at her house, her parents' house, and she had the breaker box for the whole house in her closet. And we took that phone, and it didn't do shit. Nothing. Ooh. It does nothing anywhere else on the planet besides that closet. That's it.
That's creepy.
So we're standing there and mom collects the comedy and tragedy masks, the Mardi Gras masks.
Right.
And she's hanging them up above the door into the hallway. And so her room's behind us. And I'm standing there with the nails and the hammer. She's in the chair. And we, like I said, we used to not have central heat and air. So we'd have we had space heaters in the bathroom, my room, and her room. And then we had that big wall furnace heater thing.
Right.
So we would shut our bedroom doors about 8 o'clock and get them toasty for when we went to bed. So hers is closed behind us. And she's hanging up these comedy tragedy masks. She got a new set. Excuse me. She got a new set. And so we're having to rearrange the whole, you know, the whole fucking collage of them.
Right.
And we hear that metallic sound of the glass doorknob. And we hear a squeak. And we both stop what we're doing. And she turns around in the chair. And I turn and I look to my left. Because the door was to my left. But the doors were behind her. The way we were facing. I was facing her, you know, in the chair.
Right.
So I look to my left. And she turns around behind her. And we just watch this door open casually as fuck.
Oh my God.
Wasn't fast. It wasn't slow. It wasn't like a breeze. It was absolutely on purpose. Opened. And no one's there. Nothing was there.
Ooh, shit, man. That is creepy. This lasted for you. I mean, it's still kind of going on now, isn't it? When mm-hmm. was the last time that something happened in the house?
In her house?
Yeah, in her house.
God, I don't know. I was probably in college, honestly. I don't. Well... Okay, so I haven't experienced anything any of the times I've been there. And she hasn't said anything about anything happening. But when my grandparents were passing away, getting ready to go on, my cousin and his girlfriend came down from Kansas. And she's a medium. And she doesn't know jack shit about that house, about what I grew up with, about what mom, you know what I mean? She doesn't know anything. And she comes straight out of my bedroom and goes, you know, your mom's name. Did you know that there are 3 children living in this house?
Ooh.
And mom was like, I'm sorry, what? And she was like, they're very ornery. They love it here. They think you're really cool, blah, blah, blah. She doesn't know shit, Raven. Nothing. We have never told her anything.
Hmm. So you mentioned actually seeing the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any other interactions with like these kid ghosts at
no.
all?
No. And I've never, she's the only thing I have ever seen in my entire life. Never seen a man, never seen children. I've never seen her again. Nothing. That's it. The one time.
So This might freak you out because we were talking about this when I found this tape, and that some of this stuff you didn't remember from the night that we did the seance. You might, though, remember that you did have your crystal ball that night.
Mm-hmm.
You might not remember this part, but you were like seeing things in it.
Like a fog, right?
How you were describing it was that you were seeing like through it to things that were happening in the room, but they were appearing upside down as if you were looking through a glass or something.
Oh my God. Oh, I just got chills absolutely everywhere. Holy shit. I forgot.
Yeah. That night you claimed that you saw behind you, standing behind you in the hallway, upside down in your crystal ball, you saw a little boy.
Oh,
that's in the tape.
Oh my God. I fucking forgot all about that. Oh my God. That crystal ball is from, that's the one I've told you, that's from Salem.
Well, it freaking works.
Oh my God. Oh, I so forgot about that. Holy shit. I'm sorry, yeah. You guys. I don't mean to be like really dramatically freaking out, but there are certain things that happen to both of us. She and I have had very long heart to hearts about shit that has happened in our growing up. And both of us seem to have this defense mechanism where we kind of forget shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Our minds block things out. And it's like, I'm not saying I don't remember it correctly or at all, but you saying that I remember, because what I first saw was like a fog building inside of it. And then images were upside down. And it was very dark in the fucking room. And he was not very dark. Everyone was dark. Every image, except for like, I think we had candles or some shit. I don't remember.
Yep, we had candles.
Wow.
You have to imagine how I'm feeling sitting over here listening to you tell this story almost verbatim of what your mom says from a recording from like freaking 12 years ago. So I'm sitting here going, holy crap.
I'm telling you.
She probably doesn't even remember this or that or holy crap.
The stuff that happened to us, all the fucking, like I remember. I will never forget. I remember it like it was yesterday.
I just think that's so crazy that, I mean, this person can tell that there's children in the house. And then, like, I literally have you on tape saying I just saw a little boy. It just kind of blows my mind a little bit.
Holy but, shit.
Yeah. And we'll get to, I have clips that from that night that we'll listen to. The first one, if you want, we can go ahead and listen to. And this is of your mom telling us kind of about her experiences in the house.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go.
Of course, we've always had little weird things happen in the house ever since we moved in. My brass stuff comes off the shelf. It'll hit, you can hear it hit the stove, and then you can come in here and it'll be laying in the middle of the floor. And the way you think it would have fallen in from the sound, the lid should be off. But the lid's not off. It just lays there in the middle of the floor. Julie had some beads that went down the front of her
door. Oh, I've been freaking out since I was about 8 in this house.
Anyway, she had the beads on the door. And, like, I'd be sitting in the kitchen. She might be in here. And you could hear the beads part. And she'd yell at me, "What are you doing in my room?" And I'd be like, "I'm not in your room." Or she'd be sitting in her room. And she'd come out and she'd go, "What do you want?" And I go, "I didn't say anything." She goes, "Yeah, you've been yelling my name." And I go, "No, I haven't been yelling your name." And then you can take, we had an old phone, and you could take that phone and deposit it, and then it'd get a dial tone, and there's nothing in there. But you can take that phone anywhere else, and it doesn't get a dial tone. And then you can hear footsteps going down the hall, and they usually sound like they're coming from the kitchen, and they go down the hall into the room. Very active parents.
Sometimes they locked in the bathroom.
Yeah, Lacey got locked in the bathroom.
Oh, probably 6 people have been locked in the bathroom.
People have been locked in the bathroom before.
To the point of tears, can't get out of the bathroom.
Can't get out.
And it's like someone's holding the damn knob.
So it is mischievous sometimes. It has visited me in the middle of the night. Feels like it takes its hand and goes up my leg with the sheet, and then it just stopped at my knee and just grabbed hold, you know, and I woke up because I'd have swore somebody was in there, and there was nobody there, and then the other night, of course, now Macy, when she sits with me on the couch, she will be sitting there, and she's just laying there, not minding her own business, and she'll bristle up and she'll sit up and she stares right here at the door and she watches whatever it is go down the hall. And you can tell by the way she's doing it that she sees something. Well, the other night, she was in her room.
Holly
came home and went straight to the bathroom. And Macy went berserk. And I thought it was just because she was mad because he ignored her. She comes out of the bathroom and she goes, "Mama, the hall is really cold." I said, "Grab the camera, grab the camera." And so she did. And that's the first time we'd ever caught anything really on film. I mean, we've taken 9 million pictures here trying to catch something. And we've never caught anything. And then she came and showed it to me. And I said, take another one. And she turned back around and it was already gone. So, and that's just kind of... kind of gotten it has real active spells, and then it's like it goes away for a while and then it comes right back. And that's kind of what it's doing. I emailed it to and she ran it through a filter thing, and it looks like it's got an arm coming out.
It's like a body this way with two arms coming out.
Looks like it, you know, like it's kind of scary.
There is a woman.
Because she saw it down the hall, and it had on a purple dress, or purple, and so she thinks, I mean.
Blondish brown hair, about my length, she's a little bit taller than me, standing right there in the damn hallway. I've never seen anything like it in my life, never in my life, never. I get creepy feelings, and the doors open and close, and all kinds of bull crap. This is a damn woman standing in the hallway, and I like to piss myself, and I ran back into Mom's room, and from then on, I slept there. Every night for like 2 months, probably, I was in there. You could not get me to go back to my room.
Isn't that amazing how you described it almost exactly the same way?
Oh my God.
And your accent, I swear to God.
There was a damn woman in the hallway. Oh my God. I haven't lived enough places at that point to flatten it out, I don't think. God help me.
I know. I did the same thing, though. Mine was really bad, too. But, like, you don't realize it until you listen to it.
Oh,
like, way so back loud. In the day.
I sound like I have a dip in my mouth. I'm bright red. But, I mean, like, I wish I had just... I was so young when we did that. I wish I had just shut the fuck up and let my mom talk. But I just wanted to, like... I just wanted to back her up so bad that...
I mean, she was pretty much done. Telling her part of it.
Well, I was honestly like, I didn't understand it and I was very scared. And we had our priest come by because we were like, we don't know what to do. It's getting more and more active. And we're like, we went into looking into the house. We talked to mom tracked down the owners that had it before us. And we're like, did anyone die in here? Is there anything we need to know? And they were like, no, but the house used to be like this. And then your room was an add-on. Like her bedroom was an add-on and they wanted like a sunroom. And that's the only fucking, you know, the only news we got about it. Cause we were trying to figure out like, why is there so much activity? It's getting more and more. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? And the priest came by and was like, I don't feel anything negative or bad or heavy here. But like, if we can all pray together and bless the house and help them go towards the light, you know, and not hang out here anymore.
Right.
Because in Catholicism, we believe in purgatory and we do believe that you can be in between. So it's like, but we also, I mean, there can be bad things. There can be very bad things, but it never felt, it never felt bad, but you knew when it was there. I don't know how to describe it. Like if you have your door open and I go stand in your doorway right now, you can feel the energy change. You can hear the acoustics change. You can hear something bouncing off what wasn't there and coming back to you now.
Like you can feel when somebody's like staring at you from across the room. It's just one of those feelings. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could feel it. You knew.
I wanted to bring up Macy because Macy was your dog, pug, at the time.
Yeah, I got her from your cousin.
I'm running the last 30 years together.
It's okay. It happens.
But she was really good at like just instantly knowing and as your mom described it, would see these things, would like look at these things.
She would watch it Raven, she'd fucking watch it. She would be dead asleep. She'd be on like the foot of the recliner or on the back of the couch, and she'd wake up like she heard something, and she'd watch it walk around, and we're like, what the hell is she looking at?
I mention that because in several of these clips, where I believe that I can hear a voice that's not supposed to be there, sometimes the questions that we would ask are answered in Macy just freaking out. And you can hear her just start barking and freaking out in the background.
Oh my God. Did you hear the guy talking in the last one you played?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, you and like the listeners have to really listen, because I caught some things that I think are really interesting, and I'm kind of excited to see what everyone else like has to say about what they hear. You know what I mean?
I heard a man plain as shit mumbling while my mom was talking.
Like right over. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, but anyone who knows my mom or Holly's mom, you don't freaking talk over them.
No, you wouldn't dare.
You would not. No. You would not. You and like the listeners have to really listen, because I caught some things that I think are really interesting, and I'm kind of excited to see what everyone else like has to say about what they hear. You know what I mean? So the next clip that I have, this one gets a little strange too. We had just started using a Ouija board, and we were asking some questions of it, and there are some times, like every time we would ask a question throughout the entire seance, we would ask a question and then everyone would just shut up and wait, because we were looking at the Ouija board, and sometimes it would spell things out and sometimes it wouldn't move at all. So when it would spell things out, and I believe you were the designated note taker.
Yeah, I wasn't touching it. I didn't want anything to be, I don't know, biased or whatever. Because I remember I was at the other end of the table.
Yeah, you were at the very end, and you were like the designated note taker. So like you would look, and whatever like letters would come up, you would write it down, and then you would tell us like what that said or whatever. So anywho, there should not be any answers after any questions that we ask. Just FYI. So I'm going to play this next clip. This one's kind of interesting.
What are we doing? We got to hold hands. Or that's the way it is on TV. I don't know.
I have worked on a really big hand.
We're gathered here to speak to any spirits that are willing to engage with us. If there are any spirits here tonight, give us a sign of some kind, make a rapping noise, or move the candle, or any sign that you desire. You can leave your hands on the table so they can see, so that we know that nobody's making it. Is there anyone here? Are there any spirits here? Tap once if you're here.
I don't know, but it got colder than shit in here.
If there's a spirit here, let it be known to us.
Blow out the candle.
Ooh, who did that?
But it sure made it flicker. Are you trapped in this house? Do you want to leave? What's holding you here? Is there anything I can do to help you get out of here? Flicker the candle. Okay. I need you to tell me on the recorder, to talk to me, to tell me what it is you want me to do so you can pass over.
Can you make your presence known?
Okay.
Oh my god.
Isn't that like, did you not get the freaking chills?
Oh my god, I did again. Oh my god.
That part. Imagine me sitting. Okay, so when I was moving everything over to digital, I couldn't do it in my office. My office is very small and contained, and I can see everything in it.
I need to turn the lights on. Oh, oh my god.
I had to switch this over because I used a very old, giant karaoke machine tape player that I've had forever, and I had to set it up on the table in the game room and like rig everything so that my microphone is in front of it and make sure that like I closed all the doors and the AC was off so that wouldn't like interfere with anything. And the parts that like I'm hearing for the first time in 12 freaking years. Actually, some of these I've never even heard before. And like, just chills all over. And I'm like, oh my god, I really should have not done this alone.
What am I doing? Exactly. Oh my god.
That part where your mom says, are you trapped here? I swear to god, somebody says yes.
It said yes. It fucking said yes. I heard it. And it was straight up just yes. And what's fucky is
plain as day.
It doesn't sound like necessarily like a guy or a girl. That's what's fucking with
exactly.
Me. Like, what is that? What realm is that word in? You go back and play that for me, and you tell me if you can hear a guy or a girl, because I fucking promise you can't. It's a straight up yes. I don't know. This is like some Mothman prophecies kind of shit.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. So yeah, and that's something that I've listened to this recording several times throughout the last 12 years since we've done this, and I've never heard that before. Mm-hmm. Ever. So, and things like I said that were there that I have heard before are no longer there. So I don't know what's going on with this thing.
Oh my god.
So, speaking of things that are no longer there, I'm going to play this next clip. And at the very end of this next clip is where I have always heard a man's deep voice say, shut up, at the very end of this next clip. Now it's not there. It's just gone.
Okay.
And when you touch it, just use one finger.
The water.
One finger.
No, you touch the board. Ouija board.
Holy crap!
Oh, it's stinging! It's burning!
Oh, where are you? Are you in the kitchen?
Oh, it's in the kitchen.
Can you tell us your name?
What?
Is your name Casper?
Like Casper, the friend that goes.
No, my
ex-husband. He keeps saying he's sorry. That's all he ever does.
I know. I wish it could fucking focus. It can't focus past the glass on the outside.
I don't care.
We're doing a witch seance on Friday the 13th, drinking alcohol, and you want to worry about me dropping the F-bomb.
Classic Holly.
Oh, God.
After that is when I've always heard that voice say, shut up. Like, it was just the most chilling thing. And now it's just not there anymore. It's just gone. And that is the creep. And that is right after you saw a little boy come out of the hallway.
Okay. Did it touch me on the arm?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you said it burnt you.
Okay.
As it touched you. You said something touched you and it burnt. I don't know if it was the little boy or whatever the man thing was.
So after a long time after this happened, I realized that whenever I got touched with something, it was so fucking cold, it felt like it burned me.
Yeah. That's how you described it, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. In a later clip, and it was kind of jumbled, but you were like, you literally said, it's so fucking cold, it burns. You literally said that.
Well, okay. How the fuck would I ever remember that in a million years? Okay, that's weird. When I said later on, I thought I figured it out literally later on, like had nothing to do with this night. Like, Okay. Well.
It was at least this night or prior. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It felt like frostbite. Like when you touch an ice cube and your finger's wet, it burnt. Like, yeah.
And did you hear after your mom asked what your name is and there was like this little blurb of sound?
Yes. But then immediately someone goes Casper and it kind of covered over.
It like, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's because nothing should have been there. Like, that was just silence when we were live recording.
Yeah, there was nobody talking. There was nothing.
Nope.
And then the whole thing with Macy. Like, what did she ask? Make your presence known, and then Macy goes batshit?
Yeah. Exactly. Macy's the only one in the house that could see it. Like, unless, why I should say, if it didn't want to be seen by humans. Yeah. So she was kind of our alarm bell that night.
That's insane. She was perfectly quiet. And then when we moved on to other questions, she shut up.
Like, she's what's fine.
That?
Yeah.
What is that?
Don't know.
I'm going to be 110% honest with you. I did not remember my dog, one, being there, or two, reacting. I didn't remember that at fucking all.
Yep.
Like, not at all. Holy shit.
Yeah. So if you've gotten chills before this, this one's probably about to get you.
No.
Yeah. All right. So here's the next clip. And like I said, this one will probably get you.
Is your grandfather here with you?
Is Carmen here? Are you in my bedroom? Who's the little boy? What's your name? How old is the little boy?
11.
Is the little boy's name Skeet? Like Skeeter? You feel that?
Uh-huh.
Since you said Skeeter, it started moving faster. Is there a woman spirit in the house with you? Are you going to allow other spirits to speak?
Mom, he wants you to eat crab.
Crab?
Yeah.
I have no idea. And he does it. It just said no. It just said no. She said he wanted you to eat crab, and it just went over to no.
But he would.
He wants her to eat crab. Done with questions until you forgive me and eat crab with me. 6989 August.
89. That's when we got married.
Oh.
That's our wedding day.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh my God.
So that one had a lot to process.
Oh my God. Nobody there would have known their fucking wedding day.
No.
They got married right before I turned 3. Oh my God.
Yeah, and you were the designated taker, so I cut out the part where we're telling you letters, and I mushed that up, and then you just say what was spelled out, and it was like, he wants you to forgive her and eat crab, and then the date.
The crab thing was their thing.
See, none of us would have known that.
No, none of you would have known. I wouldn't have known that. Like,
It doesn't matter if you knew it or not. You weren't touching the Ouija board.
I know.
So even if you did know it, there was no way that you could influence that.
I couldn't have spelled shit.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why you didn't touch it with us that night. Touch it with us. Play with us.
touch it real good.
But even at the beginning of that one, there's a lot of voices in there.
There's
in
so
that one.
Much noise and talking, and someone young as shit spoke too.
I know. Carmen. Who's Carmen? Explain who Carmen is.
So Carmen was my cousin, and she got killed in a car accident.
Okay.
She died in 1977. I never met her. Had no idea what she looked like. I did not grow up with that story. I was not told that story until I told my mother what the girl looked like standing in our living room. And a couple weeks ago, so each branch of our family had one daughter. So Manny, her brother, and her sister only had one daughter. They all had boys and one daughter apiece. And okay. All their names started with a K.
Right.
And Carmen got killed in 77, so the other two Ks are left. And the other K was taking care of my mother when I got there a week or two ago. And we were talking about the stuff that went on in the house. And whenever I described the girl that was standing there, like in between me and the living room, she was standing at the end of the hallway, like going into the living room. And so whenever I described that girl, I did not say anything at all about who it was. I didn't bring up Carmen at all. And her eyes got the size of half dollars. And she goes, "That's Carmen." She said, "That sounds like Carmen." And I was like, "That's exactly what my mother said." So after I brought up what she looked like, they brought up what she was buried in. My aunt's favorite color was purple, and that's the dress she put her in. I had no, how would I know that? Why, you wouldn't tell. I don't know shit about that. After that, Mom put Carmen's pictures up in the house, you know, like, okay, you know what happened. You know, this tragic thing happened. You know where it happened. Here it is.
Yeah. So did you know on the night that we did this seance who Carmen was, or is this a recent revelation?
I knew who she was. The recent revelation was what she was buried in and what she like looked like then. After I told Mom who the girl in the living room was, that's when the pictures came out and she told me all that.
That's creepy. And what I think I hear is she says, "Is Carmen here?" And I hear someone say, "Let me check." No. That's what I thought I heard.
Wow.
So I'm going to play that again for you, because I feel like there was a lot going on in
that. Yeah, there
was. Is your grandfather here with you?
Okay, did you hear that?
Yeah.
I don't know what it says, but it's something. That's just so weird.
I heard it. That's the thing that sounds like a little kid. It sounds like, "Let me check," and there's a pause and no.
Yeah, like, "Let me check," or "Let me see," something like that, and then pause, no.
No. No.
Is Carmen here?
Yeah, that was a "Let me
see." Are you in my bed?
No. Let me see.
So, yeah, and then for it to determine the date of your... I mean, that's just...
Nobody would have known that date. Like, I could, if my grandparents were alive, I could ask them right now what the date was, and I don't think they'd know. Like,
I wouldn't have known it, for
no,
sure.
No, there's no way in hell you would have known it. That's wild. I don't remember that either.
I mean, there's a possibility, because our moms are such good friends, that my mom could have known, but also her memory is about the same as mine, and it's really shit.
Yeah, there ain't no way. There's no fucking way. Because this is like 20 years later, you know? Like,
Yeah. Mm-mm. No. I don't think so.
She probably doesn't even remember what he looks like. Like,
I have no idea what he looks like.
Yeah. He's one of those sweep it under the rug people. Like, we don't...
Exactly.
We don't talk about it. It's like it didn't, like...
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
So the consensus that night was that he was there and he was speaking through the Ouija board, and he was telling, like, "You heard your mom say, 'Are you going to let anybody else talk?'" She was asking him, like, "Are you going to let anyone else answer us through the Ouija board?" And he said, "No." And that's when he said, "Not until you forgive me." He said, "No more questions." And "Not until you forgive me," and eat crab, and then gave the wedding date. I think my mom, your mom's female friend that was there, and your mom were the only ones touching the Ouija board.
And mom's friend that was there just met her. Like, she was nowhere, absolutely nowhere in the picture until I was probably 16.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, we were close with her for several years, and then it's not like parted ways or anything. It's just not hanging out all the time, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So then, okay, there's one last clip, and this was like a 2-hour seance, but these are the parts that I'm letting you listen to, the only parts where I heard something.
Okay.
Everything else was just like not really great sound quality, or it was like, I mean, it just wasn't salvageable, really. I have one last clip.
Stop, Kai. What do you stop?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, let's find out.
Look how clear this shit is now.
Maybe we should stop this.
Stop this?
I said stop.
Maybe he's wanting to say stop you from doing something. What's after? Do you want us to stop doing the Ouija board?
No. He wants to stop standing.
Do you want to stop Kyle from doing something?
Yes.
What do you want to stop Kyle from doing?
D.
Or?
Driving. Why?
You want to stop me driving?
Do you want me to go on my vacation this summer?
He wants her to eat crabs. There's a damn orb in the bedroom.
Him?
And by the window.
A.
Didn't he say maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Says maybe.
Maybe. Why? Why can't I drive there?
Hey, remember when you were freaking out because it was right there?
Yeah.
It was like,
well,
right there.
Kind of right there on the Y and the W.
It was right here.
Here.
In front of
you.
It was on your shoulders.
Why?
Are you freaking kidding me?
No. Not flying.
N-O-T.
Not. I'm not safe.
It's not safe.
Well, that means I won't be driving all night there. So how do we close the Ouija board? All together?
All together.
1, 2, 3.
So that's pretty creepy. Whatever it was trying to get your mom to not go on her vacation she was planning on going on. And like telling her, don't drive. And then and I guess you had brought a camera and was taking pictures
mm-hmm.
while we were doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard yourself exclaim, there's a damn orb in the bedroom.
How can I see the bedroom from there? Think about it.
I don't know. I don't know if you were up.
It's probably from the pictures because we took pictures before we got started and turned the lights off. I think it's I want to say we were like mid seance when we turned the lights off because I know that the lights were on. And I took pictures of mom trying to catch the orb because there was a red one in our hallway.
Right. And we talked about those at the beginning. And then there at the very end of that clip is me and you. And you're telling me, I guess you just took a picture of me. And you said, hey, when you were freaked out earlier because the orb was like, you know, like 4 feet away from you. Well, it's literally right behind you now. And I was like, are you freaking kidding?
Oh, my God. I think the one by you was blue, though. I remember showing everybody the pictures.
Yeah, it was like bluish white.
Yeah, I think I had... Oh my God, I'm trying so fucking hard to remember this. Like, I wouldn't have deleted them. They've got to be somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe I used mom's camera. I don't know.
Who knows? That was 12 years ago.
I know. It's fucking amazing to me that this tape like this.
That is the crazy part because I asked, you remember, I've asked my mom about this tape
for
plenty
a year.
Of times because she was the one that recorded it.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I've asked her about it just like casually over the last 5 or 6 years. Like, hey, you know where that tape is? And she'd go, no, it's like lost to time. And then I asked her about it I think last Halloween, because I was thinking about using it last Halloween for like our very first episode or whatever, and she couldn't find it. So I was like, well, never mind. And then just out of the blue, she was like, okay, well, I found that tape. I was like, what the hell? Where? It's just magically manifested.
You're going to have to give me some answers. That's so funny because you're the kind of person that's going to be like, walk me through it. Exactly where was it? I've asked you for years. And I'm the kind of person to be like, cool, let's listen. Like, further questions.
I think she said she was like digging in some, she's got like a very, 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 it's like a very large shop. And there are like a tons and tons of plastic containers back there. And I think she said she was going through something for a garage sale or something. And she just happened upon it in its cute little case, just sitting there. And it says seance on it.
Oh, my God.
I know. But it kind of feels like I just summoned it just from asking about it so much.
Seek and you shall find.
Well, but I mean, I've had experiences. Well, I had two experiences, like personal, really personal experiences like that, in that house that my mom lives in. One of them was right after my grandma passed away, and I woke up in the middle of the night. And I had this mirror at the foot of my bed. And so you could like sit up and see yourself in the mirror. It was dark. And I sat up in the middle of the night. And there's this, literally this orb, this like glowing yellowish white orb just floating there at the end, at the foot of the bed. Between the foot of the very foot of the bed and the mirror. And what was crazy about it was, is that it did not have a reflection. It was just right there in the middle with no reflection in the mirror. I was terrified, but then it just like kind of floated there for a minute and then dissipated. And I was like, what the hell? So later I kind of thought, I mean, this was right after my grandma passed away. So I was like, you know what? I bet that was her, you know, like, telling me goodbye or whatever.
Yeah.
I was telling my friends, my good friends who live right down the street from me about that one night because we were kind of drunk and oversharing. But
I fucking hate doing that.
What's crazy though is that I had never really told anybody about that, and I told them, and it's a brother and a sister, and they actually had almost the exact same experience after their, I believe their mother passed away. Like almost verbatim. And I was like, are you kidding me right now? Cause so, I mean, that's pretty weird. But anyway, but then the other one, the other experience that I had, and really the only other real supernatural experience that I've ever remembered experiencing, was in the same house. And I was there alone. I was like 15. My parents were at like a football game or something. I don't remember. It was fall. And I was in the living room and I heard, well, you know, the size of my mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty decent size. And I heard, I swear to God, I heard footsteps on the ceiling, like on the roof.
Oh no.
And we didn't have an attic. So it's just like, It was the roof. It wasn't inside the attic. And there's footsteps up there. And I was like, okay, well, but also there's a tree like right next to the house and maybe a branch fell or whatever, you know. And so I'm like, no big deal. And so I'm just sitting there in the living room and I'm like, I'm gonna ignore that. And then I hear it again. It's like, and I'm like, what the hell? What is going on out there? And so I was like, well, you know, maybe I'm going to go out back and I'll like look up on the roof because it was kind of tilted and you could see if like, I don't know, maybe a squirrel is up there. You know, we have chickens. Maybe, I don't know, maybe something's going on. So I went outside and I looked and nothing's up there. Nothing has fallen on it, anything like that. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go back in the house and I'm gonna just pop a squat and pretend like that didn't happen again. And then all of a sudden, I shit you not, from one side of the house to the other, I hear, like, as if someone just ran across the entire roof. And I flipped out. I ran straight out the front door. I went all the way to the road so that I could see the entire roof of the house. And by this time, it was starting to get dark. And I was like, okay, well, I'm super into vampires and at this point in my life, and something is about to eat me. That's great. And like, in reality, what could have made a noise like this was like, maybe if someone had thrown like a basketball or something on the roof, you know, and it just kind of bounced all the way down. But there was nothing. There was nothing around. There was nothing on the ground. There was nothing on the roof. Like, it just blew my mind. And then it was gone. Never heard that ever again.
Jeepers creepers.
Yeah.
You better fucking be glad you weren't, like, we weren't talking every day then, because I would have been fucking with you.
I know. What? And like, I'm kind of thankful now that I just kind of kept shit like that to myself, because I had a lot of people that would have fucked with me. I didn't even tell my mom that until like last year, because she was like, well, here recently, something's been turning her TV on lately. Mm-mm. Like, just at random times in the middle of the night. And she's, I asked her, I was like, well, has this always happened? She's like, I don't think so, because they just got cameras in the living room. And this is like a new development. They've never had cameras before. And so she gets like notifications when there's like motion detected in the living room. And she said a couple nights she would get woken up by these notifications saying someone's in the living room, and would look at, you know, like the live thing or whatever, the video, and it was just her TV would just turn on. And I'm like, okay, well, is, number one, is it a smart TV? Like, is it set to turn on at a certain time every morning or whatever? And it's not the same time every morning. It's just like random times. So, you know, like a timer is out of the question. And so she was like, I don't know, just these weird things just started happening out of the blue. And I was like, I hate to tell you this now, but
it's not out of the blue. It's just,
yeah. I mean, things have happened before. We're talking like I was 15 the last time something happened, but still.
That's why I just couldn't let mine go on any longer, because it's just like, it got to the point where it's like, Mom, this is obviously happening to both of us, you know, like, right. I don't want you to try and downplay this. I don't want you to try and blame. My biggest fear was that she was going to take scary shit away from me. Like, if you take away my unsolved mysteries and my horror films, I swear to God, like, it's not in my mind.
Yeah.
I have always been like this. Like, we lived in several different houses. I just, you know how it is when you're a kid and that your mom's going to try to explain something away, like explain it away, like fix it in some other way. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just, it's not like that. I know me. Like, I know what's real. I know what's not real. I know that I'm not fucking crazy. I know that I haven't heard this at any other house. And to this day, like, I went, so the college thing, nothing ever happened to me in Texas. Never. In all the places I've lived in Texas, only that last one, which I'll, you know, we'll touch it in a second. But so I go to college, as you know, many states away, and nothing had happened. And we get back from Christmas break, and my roommates had gone to California, which is where one of them was from, and because she needed a new car. And so one drove her down, and then they both drove back. And I went to Southern California. I went to Northern California, and I was going to have a job interview there, and then went back to college. And they were like, how was Christmas? Like, did you go to the beach? Did you go to the beach? We were all in California. Oh my God, it's so funny. And all of a sudden, so it was an open floor plan. It was a 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom. We're standing in the living room. The dining room is all open. and the blinds go all the way up, like someone yanked on them, and then they come out of the holder and land on the ground.
Oh, shit.
And I'm facing, kind of facing where this happened. It's catty-cornered to me.
Yeah.
And then my roommate was on the other side of the couch. Her back was to it. And then my other roommate was to the left of me. And we just stopped talking. And we look and we're like, what the hell was that? We go over the whole apartment. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4. We've only got 4 windows in the whole damn apartment. 5 windows. And so we like make sure they're all closed. Everything's fine. It's not windy, whatever. Nothing happened. I never told them shit about my house, my mom's house. Still to this day, have never told them shit about it. So I just casually walked over there and I picked up the blinds and I put them back in their little holder. And we just
like, no, this is my life. Yes. This is how this goes. Yes, so. Exactly. This is normal.
There's nothing to be scared. I don't want to talk. I don't know what that was. That's crazy. Wow. Definitely. Yep.
The wind, am I right?
Yeah, it's drafty in these old student dorms. Wow. So I, like our priest had said, oh, I didn't go over that. Whenever the priest was like, there's nothing here, you can help him towards the light, da 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 da. And they were like, he said, it might not be the house, it might be her, because she's a child. And it's like, when we don't have our guard up, when we still believe in things, it's kind of like you
right,
and I,
yeah.
And the things that we practice and the things that we believe, and we do not, like I was saying, having a seance while we're drinking alcohol, it's like when you dabble in the spirit world, you don't want your frequency, your vibes, your anything to be down and low. When they're like that,
right.
Things can attach themselves to you, good and bad.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you're going to end up fucking possessed. That's not what I'm saying. But it's just like bad things, bad vibes, negative vibes. It's the bad shit. So anyways, they were like, it could be, you know, Father George was like, it could be her. It might not be the house. And I'm like, what?
Well, I mean, that makes sense. When you're a kid, I mean, like, no one has really explained to you what's real and not real. And, mm-hmm. you know, so, I mean, you're more open to stuff like that.
Yeah. But. And it's like why children, all these children that remember past lives, or all these children that have an invisible friend who's not so invisible.
Exactly. Exactly. I can promise you, if my kid is ever like, Mommy, I've been talking to... Tommy over there, I'm going to be like, okay, honey, I believe you 100%. Let me go get an exorcist. It'll be fine.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Close your eyes real tight at night and stay the fuck out of Mommy's room. Okay. I'm out. So I moved again, and I was in California. I was in Dallas. I was here and there and everywhere. Nothing happened. I moved back to Oklahoma. Nothing happened. Lived a couple places there. And then I live on 13th Street. It's a dead end road.
Right.
So I live on 13th Street. Everything is hunky-dory. Like, haven't had anything happen in years. You know, like, fine. Don't even think about it anymore. It's not a big deal.
Right.
So I'm laying there in bed, and I couldn't have been, like, comfortably in a more protective spot. Like, we were engaged, and we had been together off and on for 6.5 years. He was my high school sweetheart. He was my absolute best friend. Like, I wasn't nervous at all sleeping in a room with him, living in a house with him. I mean,
right.
Since I was like 16 years old, I thought nothing could touch me as long as this man was around.
Mm-hmm.
And so, mm-hmm.
You know, sorry, I got a little.
Must be sick.
My bad. I'm pregnant. It's the hormones.
So, I'm laying there in bed. This is getting real hot. So, my bedroom is at the back of the house. So picture this. The foot of your bed, there's a dresser. To the left is a big old laundry room. And to the right is a hallway and the bathroom.
Okay.
So the laundry room has a door. And the hallway has a door. We got them both shut. Okay. But it's got one of those weird kitchen window doors. It's got the big square window that goes into the laundry room. You know,
right.
I put curtains on that because I was like, get fucked. I don't like that. So, it's weird. So, anyway, I feel I feel something looking at me, and it is mad that I'm there. It's fucking mad that I'm there. And I wake him up, and we'll call him C. And I was like, C, fucking something is at the foot of the bed. Well, it got to the point where we would be asleep, and it would feel so angry that it would wake both of us up. We would wake up in the middle of the night, and he's like, is there someone by the door? And I'm like, there's not fucking anyone by the door. And he's like, turn your lamp on. He didn't have a lamp and I had a lamp. And so I turn the lamp on and we look at, like, literally there's no one there. You could have sworn, absolutely sworn on everything that there was someone in the room with us. The last straw for me was, it never happened. Like, we would play video games. He was a drummer. Like, he would play drums. People would come over. We'd eat pizza. I'd cook dinner. Like, everything's fine all the time. And then nighttime would hit and weird shit happened. And one night I was standing there washing the dishes and I felt something staring at me from outside. And I stop in the middle of dishes. And I don't know if you know me this well, but when there is a task, if I start that task, I don't care if the fucking apocalypse happens. I'm finishing the task. Like, there's no stopping in the middle of it for a smoke break or a drink break or to pee. Like, I will ride it out until it's done. So I stop in the middle of fucking, like, in the middle of washing dishes, and I grab my camera and I go outside, and there is a big fucking red orb over the shrubs right at the kitchen window. And I go in there and I show him, and he's like, you're batshit. What is wrong with you? It's an orb. Like, it's probably a dust particle, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, my mom will believe me. So I go to bed that night, and it wakes us both the fuck up again. And I take a picture, and there is a man in the mirror.
What?
Perfect. You can see his clothes, his hair, his hat, his profile. He's standing sideways. He's not there in the room. He's in that fucking mirror, though.
What?
And I went back.
No. Do you still have this picture? Freaking send it to me.
Probably so. There's a good chance. Don't really know what the hell's there and what's not. Like, I could blink my eyes and see it right now. And so I took one of his shirts or one of my shirts out of the, because it was the dresser mirror. And I took one of those out and I wiped it down and I stepped back and I did it again. And it was there again. Because I was like, what could it be? Is it a smear? It can't be a smear.
Oh, was my God.
And then, so the last thing, once again, probably, God, that was, oh, shit. I don't know.
Are you literally the girl from Bly Manor?
No, like, nothing happened ever again. Like, nothing happened when I lived in Latta. Nothing happened when I lived over by the golf course. Nothing ever, never, never, never. Whole time I was in Latta, even by myself, nothing happened.
That's so weird. It's just randomly manifesting at random times in your life.
Oh, so I get, but that was different. Like I told you, like that one was hostile. That one was angry. That one was not. I had never had that feeling before, ever.
Completely, like, different, like, manifestation or spirit or whatever.
Mom's house, it's like, I feel it. I know you're there. I know when you're there. I know when you're showing up. I know when you're fucking with me. But, like, I feel it, but it wasn't like that. That I've never felt so unwelcome. Ugh. And we had massive, we didn't fight. We were seriously, like I told you, we were like best friends. And we had fights in that house. We split up in that house. It was angry. Like, me and him and his whole family got into it. Like, I laid on the couch. He didn't come home for like 3 weeks. I laid on the couch crying. My grandfather reached out to him like, would you please answer her? Like, she's not the same. She's not going to work. Like, it was fucking terrible. And I've never had anything like that. Like I was not one to care, but it's like the house was eating at me and eating at us and our feelings. Like, we literally got in a fight because I had to get ready. We didn't have a plug-in in our bathroom. And so I got ready in the floor in the dining room in front of a full-length mirror. So I'm sitting in the floor and I'm putting lotion on my legs and I take off my engagement ring and the gold ring that I always wear on my index finger. That was my grandma's.
Yeah.
I take both of those off, set them on the floor, the wood floor, and he gets pissed. And he gets up and comes in there and starts yelling at me, thinking that he was like, well, just take your ring off and throw it, and you're not going to get it back, and da-da-da-da-da. You're going out with your friends. You don't want to wear your ring. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
wow.
I was putting lotion on my legs.
Creating some hostility.
Yes, it was nuts. And we weren't like that. We were not like that. We'd been together off and on since I was like 15, 16. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, if anything, you get more stable as an adult. And that just wasn't, weird. I was in a funk and I didn't go to work. And I really am not like that. I don't give two shits. Like, I'll break up with someone and not even talk about it on Facebook. Like, my divorce, people didn't even know. They're like, wait, what? Like, I'm fucking.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, nothing bothers me. And I was just, you would have thought someone ripped my heart out. It was so weird. I think the house is sick. They need to just tear it down. I don't know.
Did it get better when you left the house?
Oh, yeah. Once I moved out, I was fine. He and I never got back together. We haven't seen each other since.
Did he continue living in that house, though?
Uh-uh. We went separately and got our shit out. And oh, my God. You know what I didn't even fucking think about? I had Cap's chair in that house.
Ooh.
It was the only recliner that I fucking had. And his parents owned a furniture store. And so I just moved in stuff temporarily until we picked out what furniture we wanted. And I had Cap's fucking chair in there, where in the same room where his drum set was. And I wound up leaving it there. I was like, fuck it, forget it. I don't want it.
Yeek. That could have some attachments.
I have never put that together in my fucking life. Never.
Especially if when he was around, if he was that intense and possessive and we both know how he was. So, I mean, that would make sense for him to make you feel like that in the afterlife and to not want you to be happy.
Oh my God, I've never thought about that. And I left that chair there and never looked back. Mom was actually kind of pissed about it. She was like, that's like the only thing of his we have. And I'm like, I don't give a flying fuck.
Worth it. Leave it.
We moved it out. That place had like a garage barn thing like behind the house, and we just left it out there. I was like, fucking, I don't care. I got a new one. I don't care.
No, worth it. Leave it there. Get rid of it forever.
The very last thing that ever happened, and this orb thing, so I moved down here. Everything's fine for a couple months. And then I have a very tall bed. My bed is enormous. The headboard of my bed is like a foot from the ceiling. If that gives you any. It's way the
fuck. I love it.
You and I could crawl underneath the bed and tell scary stories with our flashlights.
Oh my God, I love it.
Plenty of rooms. So. And then I have the big box spring that's like double mattress size, and then the mattress with the pillow top. You're like way up in the air, right? So yeah. I don't have nightstands. It's rustic. Excuse me. It's rustic. And the nightstands are like $450 a piece. And I'm like, you're fucking high. So I don't have those yet. So I just have normal nightstands. And I hear something going through my nightstand. Like straight up. Like going through, I'm constantly reading two or three books at a time. I had two of them over there. I had my iPad over there. I've got lotion next to the bed every fucking night. You know, my jewelry, my earrings, I take them off. It's going through my nightstand. And I roll over and I look and there's nothing there. And I'm like, what the fuck? Well, he and I had a pet raccoon at the time. And her name was Neem. And I was like, is that fucking Neem? And then nothing would go on. And then I would hear something in the fireplace. Once again, I didn't mean nothing would go on. There'd be nothing there. So then I got up one night. I heard cabinets slamming. I heard food stuff being opened. And I'm like, the fucking raccoon got out. She slept in a kennel. She slept in a kennel at night. She had a litter box. She had toys, bedding, every fucking thing. So I'm like, Nina, right. Got out of her damn kennel. And it did get to the point where we had to like wire the kennel shut, like the doors, because she figured they have hands, you know?
Like, yeah.
You can't eat all the fucking tortillas. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry you have to say it. Caught her eating the bread, the tortillas, burger buns, everything. So
awesome.
I go down. So I had already told him about all the goings on. he got a camera for inside the house. We had like four outside, one inside, and the inside one, the view is the living room and the kitchen. And then that's all the entry points of our house other than windows. So
you
both ways, if someone was coming in a door and then the back patio, the camera sat right on top of the back patio door. So you see me walk, like he finally, I woke him up over and over at like 11 o'clock at night, 11:30. It was like clockwork over and over. And I'd wake him up. And finally, a couple nights he was awake and he heard it. And he was like, what the hell is that? And I was like, I told you. I told you.
You don't listen.
I'm not fucking crazy. Like, I was like, I told you. And so like he looked outside. Like he looked outside of the, like where the big dogs were. And you could hear stuff in the fireplace. And we're like, what the hell? So the one night, he hangs the camera up. Okay. So the one night, I swear on everything, I hear Neem, I hear cabinet slamming, I hear food bags, and I'm like, what the hell? And you see me on the camera, it's got night vision and it's motion detected, and I walk in, and
right.
I would love to share this, but I don't wear things to bed except for, you know, one thing. I'm walking.
You go, girl.
Naked as a jaybird. I'm walking through the living room, and I go into the kitchen and there's nothing, and Neem is in her kennel and she's playing with her little toys that we have suspended from the ceiling. She's batting them around. She's going, having a girl time. And I'm like, okay, kid, well, it's not you. So I go to leave, and this gold, so at night this camera is black and white. There is no mistaking. It's black and white. The night vision.
Yeah, we have the same type of camera, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
A gold orb goes, it makes like a little half circle and it follows me down the hallway, and you can see the light of it reflecting off the wall of the hallway.
Oh shit, where did you go?
Wait, I'm here. Ooh, I'm here.
Okay. Don't freak me out. This is not the time.
But nothing. I'm getting dragged down the hallway by my feet.
Oh, please don't do that.
But nothing ever happened again. That camera caught that. We watched it a million times. That's it. Like that house, we've been in this one for a year, almost a year now, and nothing has happened. Nothing creeps me out. I feel nothing. Doors don't open. Nothing. Everything's fine.
That is so crazy.
I just don't get it. But it's like your shit that you were talking about. When my aunt, my great aunt and uncle were passing away, when my aunt passed away, her granddaughter was on her couch at her house, my aunt's house. The granddaughter was at her grandmother's house, laying on the couch. And she woke up at like 3 a.m. and she said it looked like, and it sounded like wind chimes up in the corner, like little lights glowing in the corner. And she said, right as I was trying to fall back asleep, it wasn't 5 minutes later, they called and said my aunt had passed away.
Isn't that so crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, like, I think those little, because they're not like an orb as if you would see it in a picture. You know what I mean? It's like, it's literally a glowing ball of light. I don't know how else to describe it. You know, Elvis, well, his grandma, my mom had at the time, and she always slept with me, like down at the foot, and she was just sitting there staring at it. Like, she wasn't barking, she wasn't freaking out, she was just looking right at it.
What's this thing?
Yeah, and it just floated straight up, almost like it dissipated before it got like to the ceiling, but it was just so weird. I've never had an experience like it again or before that. So I don't know. Maybe there are good things and bad things in the beyond. Who knows? Oh my God.
You remember Glinda the Good Witch, the little orb she floats in on?
Yeah.
On the Wizard of Oz? Yeah. Grandma was a good witch.
That's awesome. And I'm just like you, like after that, see, I want to say that the footsteps that I heard was before that I was home alone that night and I heard them before that, but like there are things that you can just feel, like once you go into a house there's just a feeling that's different. And when we first got to this new house, I've never felt anything in this house, like at all. Like nothing is in this house. Like it's a safe space almost. It's just crazy how nothingness there is here. But it's nice though. Like it's really nice. I don't know. It's just weird. Those are the only things that ever happened to me, like personally. And you haven't seen anything since then?
I haven't seen anything. I've stayed at mom's house a lot, you know, and I've not seen anything in her house. I never saw anything in Dallas. I never saw anything in California. I saw one thing in Wyoming, like nothing in Lata. For 6 years, nothing happened. So I don't know.
That is so strange.
And it happened, like both of us, it happened to us when we weren't expecting it. We didn't go looking for it. You're not trying.
Yeah.
To figure out, but when it gets so bad in your damn house and you're Catholic that you're like, let's have a seance, that's pretty serious.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this special supernatural episode, Holly's Hauntings. Catch more next time on the Sirens Podcast.
Do we have an outro? That's our outro, isn't it?